Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As a captain that's been a captain of multiple championship teams, once you get here, the circus has to end. The circus has to end. You got to get here, and you got to give us the best you got for however long you're going to be here. Because if not, then I don't want you here. And I'll urge my head coach in my organization, just pay him and tell him to leave. Because we got this Connor kid here that's doing well, and that's all we need right now, and that we don't need this distraction. We don't need the circus. We've already dealt with it at the beginning of the year. You saw the visceral reactions of the teammates of when they felt like he was coming back and then he didn't. So now they've gotten over it. They've gotten over it tremendously. You should see these guys blocking for James Conner on film, downfield, Juju Smith-Schuster, Brown. They're all blocking for him because they know we got something now. We are over it. The mental toughness that they've shown, that one of their best pieces are gone, and they're still playing good football now. They're over it. And so here comes that distraction back, and here comes that circus with the upside-down tweets and the typing and all of that stuff. What's it going to be, Le'Veon? Because as a leader, I just don't want it. Do I want you to play and give us everything you got for however many is left? Yes, but if it's not, we got to have a conversation.
Teddy Bruschi, Patriots captain, blood and guts, heart and soul guy, on ESPN this afternoon, talking about the upside-down tweets heard around the world. Le'Veon Bell, who said he's not apologizing for what he thinks is right, doesn't owe an apology to you for what he thinks is right for his peers, his family, etc.
That I agree with. He doesn't owe anybody an apology. You know who might owe? Well, I won't put it out there. But I do not think the man owes anyone an apology. Why would he apologize to people that have pilloried him the minute that started to pillory him the minute James Conner showed out at all? People who obviously, openly, sometimes wish him severe injury if and when he returns to the football
field.
But
I think Bruschi's right. I think Bruschi's right. In that you have shown up in Pittsburgh, and from the second Bell has gotten back here, he has created a circus and a distraction again. He has made it about himself again. He gets here and he goes and plays pickup basketball. He's not an anonymous person. He knew that was going to go viral. He's not an idiot. He is, but not that big of an idiot. And when you send out a bunch of upside-down tweets, you are crying out for attention. You are making it about yourself again. And that's what this team doesn't want. That's what they're sick of. They don't want the drama. They've had drama-free zone for a month until somebody drove too fast to work today. And they've ripped off four straight wins. And he's already, and this is why when I've talked to you about can they make it work with Bell and Connor, can it coexist? If he really is going to sign the franchise tag on Tuesday, this has already triggered me and tipped me off that he's not going to be a keep a low profile, keep your head down type of dude.
Isn't it easier, though, to be that type of dude when you are in the confines of a team setting and maybe, as many people have said, his competitiveness takes over when he gets into that locker room and gets through the awkward initial stage? Then he can set his media availability, not show up if he decides that he doesn't want to deal with it.
That would be a distraction. If he blew that off and his teammates had to answer for him?
Just did it once. Just did once a week, I'm talking about. The thing about Bruschi that gets me is, Bruschi is where from where? What team?
The Patriots.
The all-for-one and one-for-all Patriots, where they rehab troubled players like they're doing with Josh Gordon right now.
Usually works.
I'm not arguing that it doesn't. Usually works because Tom Brady's there. That's neither here nor there. Bruschi's also a blood and guts guy, you said. Mm-hmm. Effort guy, not a talent guy. Le'Veon Bell is a talent guy, pure and simple, in a league full of talented players.
Chris, you can't.
I think the Teddy Bruschis of the world, the blood and guts guys, don't like Le'Veon Bell more than most.
They resent him.
But I think you've heard some. Who are some of the players that have spoken out on Bell's behalf? Tomlinson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chris Carter has more often than not been
all
on his side.
All pro guys that were
correct.
Virtuoso
the best
talents.
Of the best of the best, the non-replaceable widgets.
Right, but the majority of NFL rosters are more like Teddy Bruschi than they are LaDainian Tomlinson. You can't
the
tell,
trickle down from what Bell wants to do should you, help guys like the Bruschis of the world.
You can't tell me that you look at this and think the upside down tweets were a good idea.
I just think they were dumb. I'm glad I don't follow him on Twitter and have to go actually find this stuff when people quote tweet it. They're just dumb. Here's the thing I don't get about. One, it had to take forever. I don't have that keyboard
in my phone.
No, I think
there's
an
app.
Oh, God. All
right.
Fine.
Right? Isn't there an app, Craig, that
some
like,
idiots
puts your
out there,
tweets
hey,
upside down?
Hey, I'll make a tweet.
Google. You use Google for
upside
it.
Down mirror tweets. That's good. That's another moneymaker I missed out on. My point about Bell is I actually wonder. I really do wonder if he's going to come back to this team at all. I'm wondering about the auspices under which he actually showed back up in
Pittsburgh. Do the tweets make you think he's going to show up?
No. Well, I mean, it's the tweets and other stuff. The tweets on their own, I feel like just he's trying to be like a high school kid who's deliberately cryptic, or somebody posting on Facebook about how they don't want to talk about something when they clearly want people to ask them about it. It's that fake cryptic BS. I mean, again, I'm a huge advocate of the player in this particular case, but he is grating to have to see, you know, to deal with every day. When he was in Miami, it was a tweet here or there, and then it was James Conner talking about him texting Conner after games or during games. But now that he's back, it is
the guy
just
doesn't
like,
know
on.
When to shut up. The guy does not know when to keep his mouth shut. He doesn't.
Well, I don't think he cares. That's the other thing, though. If you say you
he
don't
should
know,
care,
if you say you don't owe anybody an apology, like we just saw pop up on the TV or anything like that, then you clearly don't care about keeping your mouth shut. I just wish he would listen with his ears open to this piece of advice. Stay away. I am fully of the belief, even more so now than ever, that he needs to stay the hell away from the Steelers and from professional football this year. It might be cutting his losses to some degree, but that's his best play.
What do you think he is thinking?
I can't believe I didn't know that I would be on the franchise tag at the quarterback level next year, perhaps. I can't believe my agent didn't find this out until recently, it seems. Maybe I should just stay the hell away. You know, do you think he's a guy who reads, like, not reads the press clippings, but watches ESPN?
I think he's panicking right now.
Hold on. Do you think he's a guy,
yes.
though, that hears that
yes.
stuff?
Yes. I think he's reacting and acting like somebody who is very self-aware of the things that are being said about him right now.
Okay, then he should take whatever was said to Aditi yesterday by that anonymous current Steelers player to heart. And
which anonymous quote player?
The quote of put your 2017 film on tape.
Okay.
That's what he should listen to. Sometimes he might if you're right and he feels like it's panic time, he needs to take a deep breath and say, I'm just gonna put myself out there after this year. I'm not even gonna bother. I'll do workouts. When free agency hits, I'll be in great shape. I'm going to focus on me and let the Steelers be the Steelers. That's what I would do if I were him. I would not be sending upside down backwards tweets that
it's
I had to turn my
behavior.
Phone around to look at. That's just dumb. It serves no purpose. It does nothing to help him. Not that he cares, but it's just stupid. It's noise to me. I'm sure he does he not remind you of a kid who wants everyone to ask him what's wrong?
Yeah.
But doesn't want to actually say it?
I just do think this kind of stuff that we might look at as superfluous and juvenile, if it in some way will come back to haunt him with future employers. Because he is such a sideshow in such a circus. And I think some you might say, well, Andrew, it's not that big of a deal. But I don't think he scored any points with his teammates with the way he acted before the playoff game last year, where he's openly talking about retirement if I don't get mine before a playoff game.
Who did more damage with their teammates, him or Mike Mitchell last year?
Well, Mitchell's a moron too. I would put him up there.
And
he's
also this cannot be exempted from the calculus when we're having this discussion. He's also an infinitely, by orders of magnitude, better player.
Yeah.
Than Mike Mitchell, and I think players and teams are cognizant
I know,
of
Chris,
that.
But it's just shenanigans.
I know, but you're willing to tolerate more shenanigans when the player can help you more. And I still think everybody knows that if he doesn't suffer some grievous injury,
you,
he can help teams.
But you know when, like, there's a time and place for shenanigans? When you are trying to get a blockbuster contract, a lifetime deal, one that sets the bar for running backs, that's not the time for shenanigans.
So you're essentially
saying,
this
isn't the time for upside down tweets and pickup games of basketball with jabronis at LA Fitness.
So you're saying it's workout, do your normal workouts individually, and go radio silent on Twitter.
Yes!
I don't have a problem with that, because that would be my advice. Stay away from the team, go back to Miami, do whatever you're going to do, work out, be in great shape, and don't bother with the Steelers this year. You've already forfeited enough money.
These tweets show me or tell me that he is completely off the rails. Because if you are, again, if you are making hundreds of thousands of dollars to represent him and convince him to do the things that are going to put him in the best position to make a lot of money, passive-aggressive upside-down tweets and games of rock at LA Fitness are not how you get paid. It's not. It's stupid. It's chicanery. It's idiotic.
Well, one is far more stupid of a decision, idiotic than the other, and the basketball is by far worse than tweets are something you and I can laugh about and talk about. Is there an app to do this to your tweets? The basketball, from a practical, real-world perspective, is infinitely worse than the tweets. Teams will ignore tweets. Teams will look at a guy tearing up a knee, perhaps, or even spraining a knee. Can you imagine this? If he was just found to have hobbled off the basketball court, like he looked like he was in some discomfort, even that low threshold, he pulled a groin, would be enough to make teams mad.
I want to get our listeners in on this. What did you make of the upside down tweets? 412-928-9370. What do you make of Le'Veon Bell's behavior? Do you think his actions, pick up basketball, passive-aggressive tweets, the holdout, do you think he's driving down his value and hurting his career every day with every decision?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.